Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard for what's going to probably be a very enlightening hour. First off, thanks for joining me here. I haven't said it enough, but the people who join me here on a regular basis, and more of you are every single week, you're the people who are proving exactly what I have always said, and that is common sense is our best defense against the ridiculousness that's happening in this country right now. Remember that if something just simply doesn't make any sense, it's probably because it's not true. If you remember that, you'll be very well served, I think. And common sense is a very undervalued art these days, trust me. We're going to get into a little bit about Joe Biden and the scandals he's involved with and how it very well may lead directly back to Barack Obama. But before we get to that, I do have some news that I think is going to be very fascinating to you because it's something we've known, most of us here, for a long time, but we're told we were crazy, conspiratorial people who need to have their voices silenced and never be heard in public. Apparently, Dr. Fauci of COVID fame is about to get a dose of reality. Rand Paul, in a recent interview, and I'm going to quote Rand Paul directly, Rand Paul says the following: "I don't think there's ever been a clearer case of perjury in the history of government testimony. And I don't say that lightly." He said adamantly that the government never funded gain-of-function research. We now have the Government Accountability Office, which is the GAC, has admitted that the funding came from NIH. We have the acting director, Lawrence, of the NIH, admitting in writing that it came from the NIH. But now we have really the smoking gun, and that is Fauci in private saying the opposite of what he was saying in public when he was publicly telling me that absolutely we do not fund gain-of-function research in China. He says privately we're suspicious that the virus has been manipulated, and we are suspicious because we know that they are doing gain-of-function research. He then goes on to describe the research, and it's exactly the research that the NIH funded. So he's caught dead to rights here. But we have an incredibly partisan attorney general in Merrick Garland who's refusing to act. So I've taken the extraordinary step of actually going to the local U.S. attorney in D.C. to see if he will act. The problem is they are partisans littered throughout the legal system, and people are seeing this. You don't get prosecuted if you're a Democrat under this administration, no matter what you do. In other words, Dr. Fauci, by his very own words, perjured himself, which is a crime. Merrick Garland will do nothing about it, and it's very likely that the local prosecutors will do nothing about it. But he's certainly been discredited, and he's been shamed. And I want everyone to remember that long before he came before Congress, this show told you he was funding gain-of-function research in a lab in North Carolina, and that the Obama administration had pulled the funding for that after they considered it too dangerous to continue. They then took the remainder of that money, Fauci illegally, sent it to another place that then in turn, with his blessing, nod, nod, wink, wink, sent it to the Wuhan lab to continue the very research he was doing. In other words, he thumbed his nose at the American people and said, I don't give a damn if I have to stop. My research is going to continue. It'll just continue in a different country. And I'll still fund it with your money. I think now it's pretty damn obvious to anyone who wasn't wearing the mask over their eyes instead of over their nose and mouth that this virus came from the Wuhan lab. And I think it's damn obvious that it was being manufactured purposely to be used, perhaps just on their own people, but manufactured to be used as some sort of a chemical weapon, viral warfare. And I think also that it's very obvious that the Democratic Party used this terrible, terrible disaster, pandemic, to their full advantage politically and socially. And unless we demand that someone pays the price for this, they're going to walk all over you again. Do you realize they shut businesses? They took your children out of the school system. They told you you had to board up your businesses. You couldn't see your sick and dying relatives. You couldn't travel. You couldn't do things. Supposedly for your own good, when in fact now we know that they knew better than that. They knew better than that very early on. I mean, if you want to give them a pass for the first 30 days, give them a pass for the first 30 days. Past that, they knew what was happening. And instead of coming forward and saying, well, this is what's happening, they decided this will be a great way to be able to change election laws. This will be a great way to make people vote from home. This will be a great way to shut down private business and only allow big box stores open. This will be a great way to make people not be able to use their cars and automobiles and transport and clean energy. Boy, their eyes lit up like a Christmas tree with all the things they could accomplish from this pandemic disaster. And Dr. Fauci right in the heart of it. People saying what a hero he is, what a wonderful human being he is. He's a savior of us all. He's the cause of it. Just like we told you on this show. It's ludicrous at this point to assume that people so connected to Dr. Fauci and the NIH didn't know all this. Of course they knew it. Of course they knew it. And we're just scratching the tip of a very large iceberg when we're coming to how much they knew and how much they decided to keep from you so they could pressure you into doing the things they wanted you to do. It's sickening. And if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, if you want to be willfully blind and say, well, I don't really believe that, okay, well, at the very least, then you know for sure, country's response in a state of emergency was terrible. And that you were lied to and things were kept from you. Is that what you want? Some people have to be held responsible for this, folks. This cannot continue. If they go unchecked, they're just going to do it again and again and again. You know, much like we see crime and we say, well, if there's no consequences, they're going to keep right on doing it. If you can walk into a store and steal $750 worth of stuff and walk out and do it again tomorrow, no consequences, of course you're going to keep doing it. Well, if there's no consequence for the people involved in this cover-up, then they're going to keep right on doing it because, again, there's no consequences. Why not? You see, the thing is, Dr. Fauci, in his heart of hearts, and he'll never admit it, thinks, well, okay, this was a horrible thing that happened, but it's worth it. It's the price we pay to further science. These are zealots. No matter what price we pay, go on. No. It must not. And the people responsible for it need to be punished. Simple as that. Now let's get into a little bit of this Joe Biden thing, because this is where common sense really has left the building, folks. I've watched MSNBC, CNN, all the talking heads say, oh, there's no evidence. So big deal. Hunter was a crackhead. And God knows what he told people about what his father might do, but it was just bragging. So Hunter made some mistakes. Nobody elected Hunter. Who cares what Hunter does?
Correct.
However, here's a little detail that you're leaving out. Everything that Hunter did directly affected and profited Joe Biden and the rest of the family. Now, they're going to tell you there's no proof of this. Well, here's what they want. They want a letter by Hunter Biden saying, "Dear Dad, here's the money for the illegal scams and money laundering we were running for so many years. I hope that this is the full 10% that you're supposed to get. Here's the check endorsed. And on the bottom, I've written for illegal money laundering." You're not going to get that. They're not that stupid. They set up how many LLCs just to pay Hunter Biden $142,000 so he could go buy himself a Porsche? That money went through about 7 different LLCs. Do you honestly think, in your wildest imagination, that Hunter is then going to turn around and just implicate his father? That's never happening. So you just got to use your common sense. So let's put common sense together. MSNBC, who has no common sense whatsoever, and CNN says all that Hunter Biden was selling was a fairy tale. He may have said, "I'll get my father to do something," but he never talked to Jill about it. He was just selling the implication, the illusion that Joe could possibly do something for them. How stupid do you think we are? You're not dealing with a bunch of 18-year-old crackheads on a street selling dope. You're dealing with foreign spies. You're dealing with dignitaries. You're dealing with highly ranked officials and corruption like you've never seen in your lifetime. These people aren't stupid. The first thing they're going to say is prove it. Prove that you can do what you say you could do. You can say all day long, "I can get my father to do something." That's not getting you millions of dollars. Prove it to me. Get him on the phone. Well, Joe Biden's not going to get on the phone and say, "Yeah, I know my son is saying if you pay him off, I'll change some things for you and I'll work for you guys illegally. And yeah, he's right. I'll do that. I'm for sale." Yeah, he's going to say that. No, you know what he's going to do? He's going to talk about the weather. "How's things down there? Good, huh? Yeah, Hunter called me and, you know, said you might want to chat with me, so I'm glad to chat with you. Yeah, hope you enjoy your dinner. Hope the weather's nice down there." The implication being, everything Hunter told you is true. When he called me, I picked up the phone, didn't I? And I talked to you, didn't I? So the implication is Hunter is correct. But let's take it one step further. Let's just say Joe was sucked into that and didn't know. Hunter just calls him and says, "Dad, I got a friend of mine. You want to talk to him? Say hello to him, Dad." And Joe says, "Hi, how's the weather down there?" That person on the other end of the line is still going to say, "If I give you this money and nothing happens, bad things are going to happen to you. Very bad things are going to happen. Plus, certainly no one else is ever going to give you any money for anything because it's going to be well known that you are a liar and you're selling an illusion. So burn me once. And no more money's ever coming in ever from any source because it will be well known that you're a liar." No, it came in from all kinds of countries, several different countries, some people multiple times. So if you don't deliver anything, that would be like someone saying, "Give me $500 and I'll deliver this to your house." And you give them $500 and they don't deliver anything. Okay, you're burned. And then they say, "Hey, give me another $500 and I'll deliver both of them." Okay. And then they deliver nothing. And then they say, "Yeah, I know I owe you two, but if you give me another $500, I'll deliver all three." Okay. How many people are going to do that, let alone people as sharp and involved as these people? If they didn't get what they paid for, they never would pay for anything ever again. So quite obviously, they did get what they paid for. And the only person who could deliver what they paid for would be Joe Biden. Or, we'll get to that in a minute. Second thing is, they say, "Well, how can you prove that Joe took any of the money, though? Maybe he's just doing his son a favor." Okay, well, we have correspondence between Hunter Biden and his daughter saying, "I hope that you realize I've been supporting this family. This whole entire family has been, I've shouldered the burden of supporting you all. And I didn't do what Pop does to me and take 50% either. Well, 50% of what? Why in the world would Joe Biden take 50% of Hunter Biden's salary, and what is his salary? What is it that Hunter Biden did for a living? Right? Joe said he didn't know he was on the board of Burisma. Okay, well, you're taking 50% of his salary. It's coming from somewhere. You didn't ask your son, where are you getting the money? And now here's a third thing that makes absolutely zero sense. We have just been told that Hunter Biden's supposed plea deal that fell through basically was as follows. Your Honor, this was a man that was so whacked out of his mind on crack cocaine that at times, by his own biography, he claims he was crawling around on the floor sniffing grated cheese thinking it was cocaine. He had no mental capacity to understand he was paying or wasn't paying his taxes. He had no mental capacity to understand about the gun thing or any of this other stuff. He was completely out of his mind and worthless to the world as far as responsibility is concerned. He had a zero responsibility. He couldn't be trusted to do a thing, Your Honor. He was like a child, so wrapped up in his drugs that he was stoned 24 hours a day and couldn't hardly make a coherent sentence, let alone fill out a gun application the right way or pay his tax. Okay, so let's say that's true. Then why is Burisma paying him so much? What's he doing for them? If you had a guy like that on your board, what would you do? You would fire him instantly, correct? You would say, well, this guy's not doing anything. As a matter of fact, he's a hindrance. He never shows up. He's always cracked out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no responsibility, so he's got to go. We're not paying him $80,000, $90,000 a week. But they did. Why did they? Common sense. Again, what would you? If you had an employee and you couldn't rely on them for anything because they had zero responsibility because they were so whacked out of their head on drugs that all they were doing is taking selfies and videos of them with hookers in bath and snorting cocaine, you would say, well, I got to get rid of that person. Why would I pay that person's salary? Let alone such an exorbitant salary, correct? So why didn't they? What services did Hunter Biden offer them in that state? If he was so sharp that he could offer them all kinds of legal advice and legal services, then he was sharp enough to pay his taxes. And if he wasn't sharp enough to pay his taxes, then he certainly couldn't offer them anything, so why do you keep paying him? The answer is very simple. You kept paying him because he is the son of Joe Biden. And Joe Biden was at his behest doing things so that Hunter Biden could benefit. Why? Because, well, A, because he's his son, and B, because he's getting a big kickback. Yeah, I'll take a phone call. Yeah, I'll work this problem out for you, but I'm getting a big kickback on the money they're giving you. Devin Archer's own testimony, his own testimony says that Joe is involved in it. So at what point are we going to hear the Democrats wake up and say, yeah, this doesn't look good. This doesn't look good at all. Devin Archer has a letter written by Joe Biden and then a handwritten PS afterwards saying, I'm sorry I missed you at dinner. I was tied up and couldn't get away from the then president of China. So let me get this straight. He was going to blow off the president of China to have dinner with one of Hunter Biden's friends because, oh, it's just a friend of my son. I can blow off all the responsibilities of a vice because I want to have dinner with my friend's son. Does that sound rational to you? Does that sound remotely conceivable to you? No, it doesn't. And then the PS underneath says, by the way, I'm really glad you and Hunter got together in this. Oh, I thought you said you had no contact at all with any of Hunter Biden's business associates, nor knew who they were in business with. That's Joe Biden's own handwriting. How much more proof do you want? Like I said, they want a videotape of Joe Biden twirling his non-existent mustache saying, I did it and I'm glad I did it. And anything less than that is that's no evidence. However, Donald Trump says go in peace and be peaceful, but make your voices heard. And that's more than enough evidence that he planned the whole January 6th insurrection. You see how ludicrous this is, folks? It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It doesn't take a political expert to figure this out. This is just common sense. Common sense tells you if that's enough proof to indict Donald Trump, but Joe Biden's own handwritten words and letters are not enough. Something's going on here. Right? But now let's dive a little bit deeper, and this is where it's going to get interesting. You all remember the videotape of Joe Biden bragging about firing the prosecutor or getting the prosecutor fired in the Ukraine. On video saying, I told him, I'm leaving here in a half hour. And if by that time Viktor Shokin is not fired, you're not getting the money. You're not getting the millions of dollars that we promised you. You're not getting it. And they said, you don't have the authority to withhold that money. And I said, oh, yeah? Call Barack. Call Barack, and he'll tell you. And son of a bitch, they fired him. Okay, well, let's have a little more common sense. What happens if they called his bluff? What happens if they said, we will call Barack? We are going to call Barack. Because if you're running some kind of a scam blackmail here where you want Viktor Shokin fired because he's investigating Burisma, the company that your son sits on the board of, we're not going to put up with it. We are going to call the president. And the president says, Joe, what the hell are you doing? You can't do a quid pro quo here. You can't insist he's fired or we're going to hold back money. What are you, nuts? Joe knew he wasn't going to say that. Joe knew he was going to back him up. Do you know why Joe knew he was going to back him up? Because he was in on it. If he's not in on it, why would you say that? That's a very big bluff to make. Because they easily could have picked up that phone and got a hold of Obama and said, do you know what your vice president's trying to do down here? Right? Well, there's your proof, folks. There's your proof in a nutshell. Because if they had have called Barack Obama, Barack Obama would have said, yes, that's correct. You're not getting the money unless that guy's fired. Because he was in on it. Isn't it interesting how he gives him the, you're in charge of the Ukraine. And then, Hunter sits on the board of one of the largest Ukrainian firms. And then Joe goes down and insists that the prosecutor that's investigating the illegal dealings of that firm be fired. Oh, amazing coincidence. That's just an amazing coincidence. I get to believe that means nothing. That's no evidence at all. But Donald Trump saying, go make your voices heard, but be peaceful, that is concrete evidence that he was a mastermind planning an overthrow of the United States government. Folks, it doesn't pass the lab test. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of mankind. They've been caught red-handed. And instead of the media digging into this and saying this is the biggest story in our century, they're running cover for him. Now you have to ask yourself, why is the media running cover? Why isn't the media being honest? What do they have on the media? What hold do they have on them? How many dossiers have they amassed from the Department of Justice saying, you know, things could go very bad for you, Anderson Cooper. Things could go very bad for you, so-and-so, if you don't dog whistle this and that out. If you don't follow our every word. You think they don't do it? How about Facebook finally admitting? And now we see emails where these guys are literally strong-arming Facebook, saying, I don't know what you idiots are doing down here, but we told you to take down this stuff. We're not playing with you. Oh, I thought they said they never did that. I thought they said, oh, no, we would, from time to time, we would suggest, you know, this could be bad. You might want to look into this. No, no, they were demanding it. Well, okay, if you're demanding it, well, what's the consequences? Right? If a stranger comes up to you and says, give me $20 or else, the first question you're going to say is, or else what? What are you going to do to me? What power do you have over me? So how come Facebook didn't say that? How come Facebook said, what the hell, what are you talking about? Or else what? We're a privately owned company. We can keep up what we want. We can take down what we want. We don't listen to you. You don't own us. Did they say that? No, they didn't say that. Now I want to know the answer to the million-dollar question. Why? I think I know. Because they can make huge trouble for them. They could say, well, we can make sure that if every T isn't crossed and every I isn't dotted and everything that you do, you're going to be in trouble with the government. This is blackmailing. It's extortion. It's exactly what it is, folks. It's extortion. So our government was in on an extortion effort to silence social media about the vaccine, about the origins of COVID, about the truth with Hunter Biden's laptop, about Joe Biden's involvement in it. And you have to ask yourself why. Why would the Department of Justice go to these lengths? What is going on? They're breaking their own laws. And they're doing it casually, like it's no big deal. There has to be some reason why. And your answer, because they're protecting Joe Biden, because when the House of Cards starts to crumble, it always crumbles from the top, but eventually it goes to the bottom, right? Those guys are all going to be implicated. Because if you start getting one or two people who say, okay, I'll squeal to get a lighter sentence, I'll tell you who was involved, I'll show you emails, I'll do whatever, pretty soon the House of Cards falls. When it does, everybody's going. And they know it. They're all involved, folks. They're all involved. It's one of the worst scandals in the history of politics. And I can guarantee you this, folks. Remember when, for months and months and months, we were saying, I wonder who's really running the country. I wonder if it's Valerie Jarrett, or it's this one, or it's that one. I think we have the answer to the question, who's really running the country. And, you know, we should have suspected anyway, because in an interview during his second term, Barack Obama said it wouldn't be that hard to really have a third term. You just put somebody in office that's, you know, and you just stay closely connected to them. It's basically your third term. Yeah. Well, I think we have the answer to the question. I think Barack Obama and company are still running the country. And unlike Joe Biden, Barack Obama's very sharp. You're never going to find his name on a thing. Not one thing. You're also not going to find Joe's. You're going to find Hunter's and some of his people. But Barack is even more clever than Joe. So I can guarantee you that anything that came Barack Obama's way is never, ever going to be traced. We literally have an admission from one of the people that sent money. I funneled it through so many LLCs, he said, that it would take them 10 years to trace it. Okay, let's do the common sense question again. If you owe somebody money, why are you sending it through 10 LLCs so that the government can't trace it? If it's a legal operation. If Burisma wanted to pay Hunter Biden some money that they owed him, why don't you just send Hunter Biden a check? Put it in his bank account, direct deposit. How come you're funneling it through 10 LLC companies and then bragging it'll take them 10 years to find the trail if they ever do find it? Because it's illegal. It's the only reason you do that. That's common sense. So if you're giving somebody money for something and you don't want them to know why, you funnel the money, which means what you're giving them the money for is illegal. people can't understand that? That's hard to fathom? It's very simple. So now the question is, what exactly do we intend to do about it? Well, I just heard James Comer on an interview saying, well, we're going to subpoena the Bidens. Well, number one, you can't arrest a sitting president, so I can tell you right now, nothing's going to happen to Joe for a little while. I don't even know if Joe can be subpoenaed, really. He could come voluntarily, I suppose, but what are you really going to learn from Joe Biden? You're going to ask Joe Biden, did you know anything about Hunter's business deals? He's going to say, no, I didn't, and one time when I was 22 years old and the hair on my legs was standing up. Nobody wants to hear this. It's just going to be Grandpa Simpson goes to Congress. That's all it's going to be. And Hunter's going to say, on the advice of my attorney, I respectfully decline to answer the question. That's what he's going to say. That's it. That's all you're going to get. You'll get nothing. It's going to be a show. What you need to do is you need to go after the people who can point the fingers and say, don't sit here and tell me you didn't at a dinner with me and discuss this, because you did. And I got emails to prove it. Then it's pretty hard to wiggle out of. You know, Joe Biden said, my son did nothing illegal. Well, we know better than that. And now they're saying, well, Joe didn't know. Let me tell you what Joe did know. Do you remember the debate stage with Donald Trump when Donald Trump brought up Hunter Biden's laptop and Joe Biden said, now hold on right there. 50 plus people signed a letter saying this is Russian information. Some of our top federal agents and former agents have signed this letter saying this is a lie, that this man is lying, that this is just propaganda. Remember when he said that? It's Russian disinformation, and everyone agrees that Donald Trump's lying. This is a desperate attempt for him to try to sully my name. When Joe Biden said that to you, he was 100% aware that that laptop was 100% authentic. Do you know how I know that? Because the minute that comes up, the FBI, who had that laptop for a year before that, had called Joe Biden and said, what the F is going on with your son? We have his laptop here. It's authentic. And there's a lot of shit on it. You think they didn't inform Joe Biden? You think Hunter didn't inform Joe Biden? You think Joe Biden didn't pick up the phone and say, dude, is that laptop real? Did you really leave that laptop? Come on, folks. So when Joe Biden stood in front of the United States during a debate, he blatantly and willfully lied to you, square through his teeth. Square through his teeth. Simple as that. You can't deny that. How do you deny that? Oh, I really thought it was Russian disinformation. Come on, Joe. If I'm running for president and I have a son and they find a laptop that implicates him in all kinds of horrible things and possibly implicates me, the very first thing I'm going to do is call him and say, is this real? Did you leave your freaking laptop at some place and now the FBI has it? And if he says, yeah, I did, oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to go out in front of the American public if I'm innocent and say, that is not true. That laptop is phony. I'm going to say, yeah, my son did have a laptop. Yeah, it is filled with very nasty stuff. My son is a crack addict, and I feel horrible about it. And I've done the very best I can to straighten him out, but he's an adult. Nothing on that laptop in any way implicates me. Whatever my son did, he's going to have to answer for, but I don't think this is the appropriate place to bring it up because he's not running for anything. I am. I admit he's made these horrible mistakes, and we need to move forward with it. Then I would have said, that's an honest man. But when you purposely say, you see what that man's trying to do? We got 51 federal agents saying that this thing is Russian propaganda. Donald Trump is lying. He's trying to poison your minds against me. This is a plan between Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani. All the while knowing that what you are saying is a goddamn lie. Is that the man you want to be president? A man who would lie to you at the drop of a hat just like that, no problem at all. You see, the interesting thing, folks, is we're always told Donald Trump's a liar, but every single thing he has said turns out to be true. That's very interesting, isn't it? He said the laptop was real. The laptop was real. He said the virus came from the Wuhan lab. The virus came from the Wuhan lab. He said he was bugged in a meeting and spied on by the DOJ and the Obama administration. Turns out he was absolutely correct. All of these things that people said Donald Trump was crazy about when he said turned out to be true. So who's the liar? How about the guy who looked you dead in the eye and said it's Russian disinformation when he had the facts as clear as anybody could because it's his own son, who he says is the smartest man he's ever known, and they hang together constantly. If him and his son were estranged and he would say, I haven't even talked to my son in years, maybe he would have believed the laptop was fake. But no, no, he's up his son's ass like a meat hook. Tell me they didn't talk about that. Well, I'm running for president, and what they're saying is happening could bring my presidency to a crash, but I'm not going to ask you if it's real. Come on. Come on. This is craziness. You know how much time the media has spent on this story? CBS, ABC, and NBC have devoted a grand total of, drum roll please, 0 seconds. Zero. 333 minutes about Donald Trump's indictments. 333 minutes. That's 5 hours plus of just that for news coverage. So you see what's happening. You can very clearly see what's happening. One side is trying desperately to cover up the corruption and crimes of the sitting president of the United States by trying to get you distracted enough to think that the real villain in this was the former president of the United States. It's ludicrous. And behind all of this, folks, behind all of this, in my opinion, is Barack Obama. Barack Obama once said, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to screw things up. He didn't want Joe to run. You know why he didn't want Joe to run? Because of that first statement I just said. Because he felt if Joe runs, Joe's going to screw it up, they're going to do an investigation, and it's going to come back to me. That's why he didn't want Joe Biden to run. Please answer me a question. What president in history didn't want his vice president to run? Aren't they usually picked for that reason? Well, you'll be my successor. I mean, after all, if something was to happen to Barack Obama, Joe would have been the president. So Barack, if you thought he was so incompetent, why did you pick him? Again, common sense. But there is no common sense here anymore, folks. You're expected to believe that wrong is right and right is wrong, black is white and white is black. And if you ask any questions, you're either a misogynist, a racist, a homophobe, a transphobe, a moron, a conspiracy theorist, or an insurrectionist, whichever one is currently the most popular. They don't want you asking any questions. We are now living in an age where it's believe what we say, not what your eyes tell you. And that is why I'm telling you that common sense is your only weapon to defeat this. It's a very, very complex political world we live in. But if you break it down to just common sense, it's not complex at all. So ask yourself the following questions when it comes to Joe Biden. Why would Joe Biden go to the Ukraine and insist that Viktor Shokin was fired by the time he left or he was going to withhold money? Knowing that his son is sitting on the board of Burisma, he says he didn't know. We know that that's not true. So the very prosecutor that's investigating the business that your son is sitting on the board of needs to be fired or they're not getting the money. And if you don't, they don't believe you, they can call Barack and he'll verify it. Okay, well, what does common sense tell you then? Is Barack in on it or he's not? Does Joe know that the Viktor Shokin is looking into Burisma or not? Quite obviously, the answer is yes. When Joe Biden told the world that Russian disinformation was responsible for saying that was Hunter Biden's laptop and that Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani knew it and they're just putting this out to smear me, did he know it was true? Well, common sense. The FBI's had it for a year. You don't think they talked to Joe? You don't think Joe talked to Hunter about that and said, I'm about to run for president of the United States? Is that laptop real? Is that going to cause us trouble? He never said that, huh? No, he just talked about the weather. Hey, Hunter, how's you? How's those Russian hookers? Come on. Come on, folks. So quite obviously, you lied. When you lie because you're covering something up. Well, why would Joe cover up for his son? If Joe had nothing to do with it, why cover up for your son? Once again, you could have easily thrown this whole entire Hunter Biden laptop thing out the window on that debate stage by simply saying, I understand that my son's laptop was confiscated. I understand my son was probably involved in some very shady deal. My son is also a crack addict. And it pains me to say it, but he's beyond hope right now for me. We've tried everything we possibly can, but nothing on that laptop that you'll ever find would ever implicate me in any way, because I've never had anything to do with any of my son's dealings. So as much as you want to look into it, I feel badly for my son. Let the chips fall where they may. He made his choices. He made his bed. He's going to have to lie in it. But I promise the American people, you can dig as deep into that laptop as you want, and you'll find nothing that implicates me. Why wouldn't he say that? Isn't that just common sense? And that ends it? Why would you lie and say it's not his laptop? It's Russian disinformation. Why? Unless you're protecting yourself. The answer is because you are protecting yourself. And quite possibly you're protecting Barack Obama. See, because Joe slipped up with that video. When he said go ahead and call Barack and verify it, you're going to verify strong-arming somebody into doing something and the guy on the other end of that phone that you're saying can verify it isn't in on it? Of course he's in on it. And then just ask yourself another common sense thing. Let's say you're a mother or father, and your son calls you and says, hey, mom or pop, I'm sitting in a restaurant with some of my friends here, and they want to say hello to you. And they always just happen to be your business partner. Let's say the first time you say, oh, okay, hi. Wouldn't you say, who are those people? And why did you put them on the phone with me? I don't know them. I don't really want to talk to them. And by the way, I'm the Vice President of the United States. I really shouldn't be talking to people I don't know. Right? But he didn't do that. He just kept right on doing it. 20 phone calls they have, and that's just the ones they can verify. Some of Hunter Biden's business associates visited the White House dozens of times. Visited the White House? What possible business could they have visiting the White House? And wouldn't you think Barack Obama would say, who are these people visiting the White House? You know, I'm seeing people on this list, Joe, that coming to see you, and I don't know who these people are, and I don't think this is a good look, Joe. Who are these people? Nah, he didn't say it, because he knew. He knew. What we're looking at was a long-term plan. Get Barack Obama in. He's a guy who has a lot of charisma. He's very well spoken. He has that ability to say, don't you want to see the first black president? And everybody's like, yeah, that would be cool. So he's a really smooth-talking guy who you say, wow, this would be cool. He seems to be a nice guy. He seems to be very articulate and intelligent. He wants what's best for America and it would be great to have our first African-American president, and yeah, maybe I'll vote for this guy. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing. He was the beginning of what they had set up, and Hillary was supposed to come in right behind him. That's why she left her position with the Obama administration. Came in right behind him. Didn't happen. And their plan temporarily fell apart. And that's why they hate Donald Trump so much, because they know he has the popularity and the means to destroy this plan. And he did destroy it for 4 years. See, this wasn't just, oh, let's get Barack in for 8 years. This was a 15, 20-year plan to fundamentally change the United States of America into a socialist country. Bit by bit, step by step. But to do it, they had to remain in power. They lost power. And now what we're stuck with is a bunch of corrupt people literally flailing around in the water trying to stay afloat by blaming Donald Trump for being the corrupt one. Positively unbelievable. Let me go to Tom in New York. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am. And you know what? To be honest with you, this is not unbelievable. We saw this. You know, we saw this coming. We saw this coming, and it's just honestly, it's just going to get worse because how much shade is the FBI and the CIA and all the agencies that are the left's, you know, strong arm are going to continue to throw shade for blatant criminals. They were caught on video. They were caught on phone calls, caught in emails, red-handed. This is how many times are you going to, you know, do you catch your kid in the cookie jar and not do anything about it? Day after day after day, we hear more news, more stuff, more evidence. So they're going to subpoena the Bidens? Well, that's laughable. But even after all that, they have a buttload of evidence on the Bidens, enough to put them away for 20 lifetimes. Yet all they have from Donald Trump to indict him is to go make your voices heard and go peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. That's all they have.
That's enough, see, because it is we live in an illusion. See, this is the thing that we have to understand. We all have to snap out of this illusion that we're living in. That's why I keep preaching common sense, common sense. Don't live in the illusion. They're trying to tell you a man is a woman if he says he's a woman. They're trying to tell you there's no difference in sports between a man identifying as a woman or a woman identifying as a man. They're trying to tell you children have the rational sexuality to say, I want to be a different sex, but not the rational sexuality to say who they want to have sex with. They're trying to tell you that parents don't have the rights that teachers have over your children. They're trying to tell you white is black and black is white and right is wrong and wrong is right. That's what they're trying to tell you. And a lot of people are just saying, I guess this is the new normal. No, it's not. Wake up and just use your common sense. Just use common sense. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar. You don't have to be a political genius. All you have to do is have damn common sense. And you just ask yourself, if I was in that situation, does this make sense? Would I do this? And the answer is no. Now, Donald Trump was told supposedly by lawyer after lawyer, you lost the election fair and square. Well, number one, no lawyer is going to say that. They might say, well, listen, whether you did or you didn't, there's no way to change it. They might have said that. But then a couple of his lawyers said, well, I don't know, there is this status where it's not unheard of for the electors to only be counted this way. So that is a possibility. Okay. Well, then he was pursuing his legal options. In order to convict Donald Trump of what you're saying he's guilty of, you would have had to prove that he said, I know I lost fair and square, but I'm not giving up my power. We're going to find a way to keep me in office, even though I know I lost. Just like supposedly you got to find that message of Joe Biden saying, I know I'm corrupt. I know I'm taking money from foreign countries. That proof you need, right, in order to get Joe? Well, then where's the proof you need on Trump? Where's Trump saying, I know I lost the election fair and square, but we're going to rig this so that I stay in office. You don't have it because it doesn't exist. By the way, let's ask another question. How come all this money, every bit of it, all these foreign countries that are paying Joe Biden and Hunter Biden money and all the Biden's money, how come they're all countries where we get our fuel? These are I don't get this. I thought Joe Biden was against fossil fuels. How come these are all fossil fuel countries, huh? Ask yourself that question. How come we've heard no more about the fact that Afghanistan was loaded with uranium mines, and that's exactly what they need in cobalt mines, and that's exactly what they need to make these lithium batteries for the electric cars. And lo and behold, apparently Afghan sold them to China. And lo and behold, Hunter Biden happened to be on the board of what company that negotiated that deal. Holy mackerel, how come we don't hear about that? Oh, because I'm just making it up, just like I made up the North Carolina story about Dr. Fauci, right? But that turned out to be true. It's true, folks. They're just not telling you. China's not going to attack this country because they're waiting for us to peacefully give it over and become like a unit country. They're going to attack us. Half of the people here are emboldened or are literally under their control. Half of the politicians in this country. That's how China's waging war. You think China's not at war with us? They're at war with us. We just don't know it. Because unfortunately, half of the people are on their side. They're just paying them off. Oh, you let us buy up all this farmland. You let us do this. You let us do that. You change the rules on this. You change the rules on that. Okay. And pretty soon they'll just own us. They're not going to blow up a country they own. They're just one day you're just going to wake up and they're going to say, hey, guess what? This country's basically under the same laws as China. That's their goal. That's their absolute goal. Wear the masks like everybody in China. Work for the government like everybody in China. Drive what we say. Say, do what we say. Wear what we say. Think what we say. Don't speak out against the government in any way, shape, or form, or we'll come for you. Government rules 100%. You're the peons. We're the kings. That's what they want. They're envious. They look at China. The Democratic Party looks at China, and they don't see dictators. They don't see evil. They see what they're jealous of. I wish that was us. I wish we could point our fingers and say, all you Trump people, get in the goddamn bus. You're heading for a camp somewhere. That's what they want. They want that power because it makes them feel good. And they're jealous. They look at these countries and say, that's the way we should be running it. Give you the last word, Tom.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, I say this a lot on my show, and, you know, I tell everybody this that I know, is that, you know, for this to be happening to the extent, for all these things to be happening to the extent that they're happening, and being given an inch and they keep taking 5, 10, 15, 20 miles at a time, and nothing is done about it, if we, the American people, don't get to those polls and vote, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, and we'll only have ourselves to blame. So for all the people that are against, you know, you're like, well, you know, I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden, but I don't like Trump either, so I'm not voting. You might as well vote for what we're getting now.
No, it's absolutely correct. This election can't be close. This election has to be a landslide for the Republicans because it has to send a message. And that message is, we're not putting up with this anymore. You guys have went way over the edge, way, way over the edge, and we're not putting up with this anymore. You're not going to sexualize our children. You're not going to sell them off. You're not going to allow cartels to run their children in here, to perverted elitists who want to screw children. You're not going to tell us women are men and men are women. You're not going to force us to wear masks. You're not going to make us drive electric cars. You're not going to make us eat bugs. You're not going to rule our lives and tell us what we can do and what we can think and what we can say and what to believe. And the only way to do that, this is not just a victory in 2024, it's a massacre. Because then the message is clear. You failed, and we're not doing it. This is bigger than the Revolutionary War to an certain extent. We need to actually send that message before it gets to that point. We want our freedom. We don't have freedom now. If you think you have freedom, you are sadly mistaken. Not when, you see, when people who are supposedly there to enforce the laws and uphold the laws are the very people who are corrupt and breaking the laws, then there's no law. It's anarchy. And that's what we're seeing, and that's what they want, is anarchy to a certain extent. Anyway, let me plug your show. Your show is on every Wednesday night at 6:30. It is called Don't Get Me Started. So if you like some of the content you hear in this show, it's you know, similar conservative values and common sense thinking. Tune in here on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, look, common sense is going to rule the day. Don't let yourself get distracted from common sense. It's like a magic trick. You may see the magician saw a woman in half, but your common sense tells you, well, obviously he didn't saw her in half. Obviously it's a trick. I may not know how it's done, but it's obviously a trick because no one can be sawed in half and put back together, despite the Democrats telling you, no, this woman is special and she gets sawed in half every night, but she comes right back together. She's a special person. No, that does not make sense, so it's not true. Just like a lot of the things that the liberals and the Democrats are telling you does not make sense because it's not true. If you follow that rule, you won't go far wrong in life. It doesn't make sense. It's not true. It doesn't make sense that Hunter Biden is this close with his father and there was no business dealings or speaking of the laptop or monies or kickbacks. It doesn't make sense that people would continue to pay Hunter Biden if he wasn't delivering the goods. I'm sorry, folks. None of that makes sense. So unfortunately, for Joe Biden and company, what does make sense is that they knew about it. But even more than that, folks, common sense tells you Joe Biden is not going to tell the Ukrainians, call Barack if you don't believe me, unless Barack is involved. You don't make that kind of a bluff. What happens if they called him, like I said, and he said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Joe. You can't do that. That's quid pro quo. What are you doing down there, Joe? No, Joe knew if they did call Barack, Barack was going to back him up because Barack Obama was in on it. Common sense. At the end of the day, folks, common sense rules. Thanks for listening.